following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hey, radio listener, were you ever enjoying some Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup and suddenly wonder how equally delicious it would be if all that tender chicken turned into lean chunks of beef? Who hasn't? Well, now there's Campbell's Chunky Hearty Beef Noodle Soup with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies. It's exceptional. And now you can wonder about different things. Like, why would I ever eat greasy, fatty food when there's Campbell's Chunky Soup? It's amazing what soup can do.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's loper links, and there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, where our road trip continues. We didn't make a big deal out of it yesterday, but it's a Husker lunch today. We will not be back in studio. I won't even know, and thank God for this, what Merritt looks like for a week and a half. Because we are at the Husker Lunch today at the Midtown Events Center. If you're unfamiliar with this new place, it is just south of the Chicken Coop parking lot. And the Chicken Coop is catering the meal today for the Husker Lunch, and we invite you to come out. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition and our friends at Midas and Home Federal. Today, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be discussing last week's game against Kansas. Press conference yesterday. I'm sure somebody will want to know about Bo's take on the quiet stadium on Saturday and all the questions that you have. Steve Sipple will answer today, and we are looking forward to it. Just a $6 meal today, and I'll tell you what, when you're eating the Chicken Coop, you can't do any better than that. And Colin and the gang are here with the catering event today. We're just south of the Chicken Coop at the Midtown Event Center, so come and join us. Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12. Steve Sipple from 12 to 1. We'll have you out of here and back at work at 1 o'clock. Unless you're driving in, say, from Creighton or North Platte or you know, Alma, Then it's a little dicey if you need to be back by one. But we invite you to come in wherever you're at, here to the Doug and Daddy Show, Midtown Event Center, just south of the Chicken Coop across the parking lot. Like, if you're going to walk into the Chicken Coop, then you turn and look south, and this is where we'd be. You'll see the signs, and you'll see all the great food and the people coming on in. So we invite you to show up just a little bit before noon today. Enjoy your lunch, and you can have that taken care of while you're listening to Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Coming up, Sip will join us at the end of the program today to talk a little bit on air before addressing the folks here. Our UNK Loper Link is coming up in our next segment. Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires is going to join us as we break down the Elite Eight. Basically, the Elite Eight. Seven of the top 16
teams. We joke, but that's the way it is.
Seven of the top 16 teams in the country are in this region. 64 teams make the NCAA tournament. Seven of the top 16 are in this region, and people with doctorates on their walls have no idea how to fix it. And we'll talk with Coach about that and their chances and how the team is performing coming off that conference regular season and tournament championship. They've signed four new kids that are coming in, so that's all coming up as well. Congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia. They have now won 25 consecutive football games, and they're headed back to the state championship game. And, Tony, I want to ask you this, and maybe you had a different direction you wanted to start the show. People asking me, I went out to the hockey game last night, and, you know, I thought Michael Vick had a big night Monday, but Lincoln had as big a night last night, unfortunately, against the Storm winning 8-0. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Why are two state semifinals just blowouts in C1 last night? 36-7 and 35-0. How can you get to a point in the season where they are so lopsided score-wise? Now, the Pierce-Ogallala game was close. It was 7-0 at halftime. Pierce pulled away. we are continually seeing the perennial powers find a way to do it. Hastings St. Cecilia stops North Platte St. Pat's by the nose of the football. If it was Hastings St. Cecilia going the other way, they'd have got the first down by the nose of the football. That's just the way it is when you're the Yankees, when you're the Lakers, when you're Pierce, when you're Norfolk Catholic, when you're Howells, when you're St. Cecilia. It seems like the break always goes your way if you're not on that team. And if you're on that team, you are finding a way to make the break go your way. But I ask you, why so many non-competitive semifinal games this time around? And we were fortunate enough to see Creighton and Overton, and that was a two-point game. But there were very few that came down to the last 5 minutes of a football game, and that's not the way it should be when you're at this point in the season.
Well, Doug, we saw Milford play, you know, and that's one of the games you're speaking about. We saw Milford play against Minden, and we thought, nice football team. But at the same time, I think we talked to Bob Jensen the next Wednesday on the show, and he said, not sure they're a state championship football team. I think they got as far as they could get, and they run into better competition. I don't know. You would think in the state semifinals, you're going to have that Creed Aurora, that feeling that somebody's got to make a play at the end. It's going to come down to, you know, a one-score game. I got to be honest with you, St. Cecilia and St. Pat's much closer than I actually expected that one to be.
Well,
for the simple fact that you got a power over in Hastings right now that's just been rolling everybody, and the talent keeps being produced over there. And which is great for them, and if you're for them, it's an awesome deal going on over there. And if you're against them, it just stinks. This stinks right now. And if you're North Platte St. Pat, you're thinking, man, we had a chance in this ball game. I don't think anybody gave them a chance yesterday.
It was kind of like Broken Bow last year, and Carl Tesmer said so in so many words after the ball game. He said it had a lot of that Broken Bow feel to it because it's the only close game they've had all year. It was the only close game they had last year. In fact, when St. Cecilia won the state championship last year, it didn't get close until the very end when Catholic snuck a couple close in there, and actually everybody was kind of starting to celebrate and leave the stadium, and all of a sudden they had to stop in the aisle and go, what's going on?
You know, and I'll fall in on that, Doug, a little bit. Maybe that was Overton's part when they got down to the end, although they scored with 26 seconds left. They hadn't been pushed all year. They didn't know what it was like to be in a close game in that environment, to come back and have to do something and to have to play four quarters of football. Were those kids in shape to play four quarters of football? How the hell do you know? You don't know because they haven't been in that situation.
And you look at Hastings St. Cecilia, they were out yardage by about 10, 15 yards. They turned it over once. St. Pat's turned it over four times in that football game. And you know, if you're in North Platte today, you're thinking, we should have maybe won this football game. And on the other side, St. Cecilia's up 21-7. They had the lead the entire football game. And then at the very end, St. Pat's made a run at him, scored, got the ball back, and were driving and couldn't convert by the nose of the football with 2 minutes left, and they didn't have any timeouts remaining. But getting back to the initial point here, and you talked on Creed Aurora, we've had a couple games that are close. Here are your semifinal scores. D2, 40-20, 50-20. D1, 50-46, both of them were close, 22-20. Then you move back to C2, St. Cecilia wins by 7, Archbishop wins by 20. In C1, Pierce wins by 35, Norfolk Catholic wins by 29. In Class B, Elkhorn wins by 21 points. And then the Crete game over Aurora, if Aurora has Tyson Brockmeyer, everybody would say they would win this football game. They lose 75% of their offense and only lose by 3. Class A, he had a 21-point blowout. Millard South over Lincoln East, and then Millard North upset the number 1 seed, although some people don't think that was an upset. Probably wasn't. 10-7. A lot more blowouts than not. I mean, either it was close or it was 20 or more points. Did we have 12 and 13 and 14-point ball games? No, we did not.
No, and you look at the seeds. You know, I'm looking at the C2 bracket, and I did this at D2 the other day. People want to complain and say that, well, the playoff points, how can they seed them like that? You look at C2, quarterfinal action, 1, 2, 3, 4, all there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and bottom side of the bracket, all there. Do they get the playoff points will actually work for one year? You don't have that 8-9 team that, you know, snuck in from somewhere else and got a couple kids back. When you go up and down most of these brackets, you have to give the NSAA a little bit of credit for the first time, maybe in a long time, that maybe the playoff points have been closer than ever before.
Well, the best teams won, I believe. People that thought these were the best teams won, because Sargent, D2, fourth seed, they go all the way through, and they are in the state championship game. D1 held out like it was supposed to, 1-2 in the West, 1-2 in the East. C1, Ogallala got through. A lot of people didn't think they would, but 1-2 got through in the West, and 1-2 got through in the East. In Class B, Elkhorn was kind of the surprise there. They were the fourth seed. They just pummeled Boys Town, and they got through. And then Crete and Aurora were the 1-2 seeds in their section. And in Class A, I don't even think you have – it doesn't matter how you look at those. Millard North was the 5 seed, and Millard South was the 3 seed. But
everybody thought it was the Millard schools to begin with there. So, you know, C2 is the same way, 1-2 and 1-3, because St. Pat's beat Cambridge, the 2 seed. So, I don't know. That was just something interesting that for the first time I thought the state maybe could get a little bit of credit for with these playoff points. I don't know. It's tough to say. Maybe the quality of teams is, as far as that top-tier group maybe was down a little bit this year.
Also, we want to let folks know, as we are here at the Midtown Event Center for our Husker Lunch, it's our next-to-last Husker Lunch as we get ready for the Big 12 Championship game. We've got this and two more. I guess there's two more after this as we get ready for that Big 12 Championship, unless there's something really weird going on. And a lot of people think something really weird is going to go on this Saturday down at Texas A&M. Homer is going to join us on tomorrow's show. Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man magazine, and also on tomorrow's show. And we're live at Midway the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, with special two-hour programs to get you ready for Texas A&M. Ron White will join us on the program tomorrow. The comedian is going to be at the Aviaro Event Center on Friday night for his concert. And Tater Salad is going to join us on tomorrow's show to talk about what he's been up to and the travels. And he goes from Kearney, and then I think he's got the next night he's somewhere in Indiana, and then he goes to Vegas for a couple of weekends. So Kearney and Vegas, two Fridays. He'll be in Kearney one
before
Friday.
Before this, it was
Vegas
Vermont.
And he's been all over the country performing his act, and he'll join us tomorrow. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be drawing out for a pair of front row tickets to the Ron White concert, and you can still get in for those Ron White concert tickets. All you have to do is fix something stupid, because obviously Mr. White says you can't fix stupid. Just shoot us an email to DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line, and then vent about something stupid you'd like to fix in sports. The best entries will become finalists in the drawing for a pair of front row seats on the Ron White Show, tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. We will have them for you. We'll talk to Ron, then we'll draw out the tickets on the show tomorrow. So send us an email in the next 24 hours, because it's about this time tomorrow we're going to have to close it down when we are joined by Ron White. And then we'll put all the good ones in a hopper. We'll draw one out, and someone's sitting in the front row for Friday night's concert with Ron White. So email us now. We'll read them on the air. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, talking about something stupid that you would like to fix in sports.
Doug, have you noticed Nebraska got a basketball guard suspended?
You got to bring in fringe players, and they got to hope that they do well. And, Nebraska men's basketball, who somehow – how can you be Arkansas Pine Bluff and feel like you've got a basketball team when Nebraska beat you by 43? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where the kid transfers in from Oregon, and now before really the season gets underway, he's going to be suspended, and it's suspended indefinitely. It's not a two-game deal till you get your math grade up or an English class grade up. It's not about academics. It was something that happened off the court, apparently, and Kamiron Brown, I think is how you say that, is gone. It's gone from the team right now. He will not make the trip to Puerto Rico, and kind of a bad deal, because like you said, you're going to have to bring in some fringe players to get this jump started, and hopefully this is not something involving the law and something more serious of a serious nature.
So Kamiron Brown suspended, but he did make the trip with the Huskers to Puerto Rico, so he hasn't been kicked off the team.
No.
I think he'll be back playing again if he gets to Doc Sadler's rules. A couple of other notes. The Hastings College men basketball fall to Sterling, Kansas, 82-68 last night in that ball game. And then for UNK, they start the season with a 71-63 win at Doan. And we will have a lot more to talk about on our Loper Lake, as UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires is going to join us in just a moment. But remember, today we are at the Midtown Events Center for our Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple is going to be joining us here at the end of the program, and then be talking to all the fine folks here with a little Husker football. And then tomorrow, we are at Midway Chevrolet, folks. So they'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1 at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. And all month long, ask for the Doug and Daddy special and get an oil change for only $19.95 with fluid top off and a complimentary pre-winter inspection. Offer is good through the month of November, but you've got to ask for that Doug and Daddy special. Midway factory trained technicians will be inspecting my car and Daddy's truck to make sure that they are ready to go for winter. So Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Tire, and Service Centers, factory-trained technicians, which means you get your car worked on by the folks trained by the people that built your car. So they build your car, then they show these folks how the car is built so that they can fix it for you. It's like getting a new one in the factory. They know what to do, folks. You won't find the wait in their beautiful new facility a pain at all because they're going to get it done quickly for you, and they've got free courtesy transportation if you need to get back to work. If you're going to wait it out, the free Wi-Fi and a cappuccino coffee bar, plus the good guys at Midway will do a free courtesy factory-trained inspection with every job. Come in anytime this month for a price match guarantee on their work and a free pre-winter inspection. It's all there at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. We'll take a break. Come out and join us for our Husker Lunch today, brought to you by Complete Nutrition at the Midtown Event Center. $6 lunch catered in by the Chicken Coop. It already smells good, so get here, folks. And when we come back, UNK Volleyball Coach Rick Squires on our Lower Link on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
This holiday season, I will not make my yard outshine the northern lights.
I will simply get my house ready.
I will go to Ace.
Then I will dominate my fantasy football league.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Get the house ready for holiday guests with our 4-foot pre-lit Christmas trees. They're just $19.99 each at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores through November 30th. See store for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
You can't fix stupid.
Doug and Daddy give you a chance to sit in the front row to see Mr. You Can't Fix Stupid himself, comedian Ron White at the Viero Event Center November 19th. Just shoot an email anytime to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line and vent about something stupid you'd like to fix.
We had those Vikings by the horns.
They'll select some finalists from the best entries, and the drawing for the winning pair comes the day before the show. Listen for Doug and Daddy, 11 o'clock weekdays on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 15.
Yes, guys, remain cloudy across the area today. We'll still see some scattered rain and snow shower activity early on as temperatures head up near 40 for a high north wind stay at about 10 to 20. Lows reach 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Time for our Loper Link every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. Log on to GarrettTire.net for more information and to get you set for the winter. Maybe you need a snow tire. Maybe you need something for the house. They're going to get you set up, and UNK volleyball is still going. We'll talk about all the other sports. We kind of thought everybody was going to still be going, and Coach Morris talked with us on Monday about how things went there. And I'll tell you what, if you guys, Rick Squires joined us, UNK volleyball coach, Rick, if you guys would have tripped up a little bit
it's unthinkable that a team like you, I mean, I'm looking at this, a top 25 team could literally have been left out of this region. Seven of the top 16 teams in the country in this region. We yaddled about it yesterday on the show. Is that a word, yaddle?
Yeah.
I went more nuts yesterday. But what is it going to take? I mean, obviously, this is just idiotic. And it couldn't and wouldn't happen in another sport. What's it going to take for the NCAA to step up and go, this ain't right?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's going to take, you know, some player in a region like this who's got a lawyer for a father who's willing to take on the NCAA or what. But it's not a fair format. And for whatever reason, going all the way back to its roots, I think Division II is a believer in regionalization. And unfortunately, with the level of competition we're seeing in some parts of the country, you know, it doesn't give you the best tournament field. I mean, there are entire regions that, you know, have eight teams in the NCAA tournament that might not be as good as Regis or, you know, Mesa State or somebody like that, Morehead State out of Minnesota, who didn't get into our region. So it's unfortunate. And the scary thing is that, you know, we're kind of hearing that when we move to the MIAA, that long-term, the MIAA could move up into the central region with the Northern Sun, which in volleyball would just be, you know, you'd have teams in the top 15 who might not make the tournament. So that's a little disheartening, but we're happy to be in. And I guess once you get in, you feel like anybody could win it. So if we go out and play well, we'll see what happens.
Danny, I just don't understand how any person, I mean, these are doctors. They've got doctorates, and they look at this and they can't figure out that that is just dumb. I mean, even if you're not a sports fan, I just don't get it. But this is, you mentioned it, Daddy. You win this, you got to feel pretty good about moving on. And there isn't an undefeated team. There isn't a once-beaten team in this field. So it is going to be competitive.
Rick, is it safe to say that this will be tougher than the Elite Eight?
I think that the regional field of teams will be, our region is deeper than what will end up in the Elite Eight, just by the nature of the fact that you've got two or three regions that have maybe one or maybe no nationally ranked teams, and who knows if they'll emerge from those regions. But, you know, we know for a fact in our region we've got a number of teams in the top 10. You know, you just don't normally see an Elite Eight with teams that high in the national rating or as many of them as we're going to see in this region. So, you know, that's kind of what we've told our players is it's an accomplishment to qualify in this region. And, you know, when you get up there, it's going to be some unbelievable volleyball, that's for sure.
Well, every year at this time, you hope to be playing your best volleyball. You go through peaks and valleys throughout the season. Are you peaking at the right time?
You know, I think we are. I would hope so. I mean, we played pretty well in the conference tournament. We seem to get better every match. I know that from a psychological standpoint, our team is in the right place. They're confident. They enjoy playing together, and they're looking forward to going up to Minnesota and competing. And I'm not sure I could say the same for our state of mind last year. We were kind of hanging on for dear life. And this year, you know, our seniors have done a heck of a job just continuing to help us go week to week and try to get better. And not that we don't have some flaws and things we constantly need to work on, but this team has come out and competed every single night, even the nights that we haven't won. They've been very close and very competitive, and I think we'll go up and play well.
UNK coach Rick Squires joins us here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, the wheels did kind of fall off last year, but as you won the conference tournament now, it's pointed in the right direction, and you do play the same team that knocked you out of the tournament last year, Minnesota Duluth. Pluses and minuses of that, and is it the same type of team that they have this year?
Well, it is a similar style of play that we're going to see. I mean, they're a big physical team, and you know, 6'1", 6'2", in a number of positions, and they're big at the net. So I think, and a lot of returning players, so we're going to see a similar style of play from them. They've been a little more up and down this year than they were last year. I think they, you know, from a defense and ball control standpoint, they've been a little bit plagued by some of the things that go on in the back row. So when they're playing very well, they're probably as good as anybody, but They probably have not been quite as consistently at that level as they would have hoped. So it's up to us to try to get them scrambling a little bit. And you know, with the number of returning players that we have, I guess the more we thought about it, you know, if we're gonna deal with all the demons from last year, we already got the conference tournament taken care of. Let's go ahead and put Duluth on the list and see if we can get that one knocked out of the way next.
Rick, what's a crowd like that you'll see in Minnesota?
Well, for these neutral matches, you know, you're going to have a handful of parents and the other teams. So it's not going to be what we're used to around here, or even when you go on the road and play somebody. And so it'll very much be high intensity, but a very neutral, quiet sort of a crowd. Other than probably when Southwest Minnesota plays, I'm sure that they'll do a nice job getting some people in for their matches. But I would suspect it'll be a few moms and dads and some diehards and the team benches.
Another minute here with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK. Coach, who do you think, taking yourself out, who do you think is the team to beat here?
Well, I think if you polled everybody in the region, they would say Concordia St. Paul is still the team to beat. And it's a little surprising that they were not the one seed, considering they won their league by a couple of games over Southwest Minnesota. I mean, Concordia right now is a team that went into Wayne and swept them in the second game, held Wayne to 3 kills, beat them 25-8. So they have it cranked up and rolling right now. And barring something unexpected on their side of the net, I got to think that, you know, they're still the team that has won 3 straight national championships, and regardless of where they're playing, somebody's going to have to prove that they can step up and beat them. So it's probably good to be on the opposite side of the bracket of them, even though we're on the same side as the host school.
Hell of a draw. For UNK. I'll tell you what.
Lucked out.
Coach, before we let you go, we knew about Liz McGowan earlier in the week, but you officially have announced 4 signees for the future of this program. You bring in a big hitter out of Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, and Amanda Bloom, also one of the top teams in the country, Overland Park, Kansas's St. James. You've got their libero, an outside hitter, and Molly O'Brien. Then a couple of girls that people know from Central Nebraska, Liz McGowan from state champion Central Catholic, and Lauren Wagner out of Alma, who got hurt this year. Why don't you start with her, and what's her status, and what do you think about this group of four?
Well, we like them at this stage of the game. They fill a lot of needs that we have for the immediate future. And you mentioned Lauren. It's unfortunate she didn't get to play most of her senior year, but sounds like she's on pace, maybe even a little bit ahead of schedule, might even get a chance to play a little bit during the club season, which would be helpful to her. But she's kind of just a pure hitter. I mean, got a, you know, textbook arm swing, seems to be able to hit the ball hard just about from anywhere on the court, and always nice to get some local talent, especially from one of the smaller schools around here. And we've been watching Lauren for quite a few years, and she's done well. I mean, put her in the club season last year, and she played against some good competition at some bigger tournaments, and she was still able to get kills. So she's a very good offensive player, and somebody who can get a good swing for you on the outside. And obviously Liz McGowan, she's from a pretty heralded program over there at GICC. Great passer, pretty good hitter. And then the two out-of-state gals, we're excited about them, and we'll probably pick up another player or two from this class. But considering, you know, we lose a whole bunch from this year's group, it's going to be important that we get some people in here who can contribute.
Hey, Coach, best of luck. Enjoy the tournament. It's a great time of the year for you. You've had some success here in the past. Let's continue that success and bring home a trophy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, 5 o'clock go time tomorrow afternoon, part of our Loper Link. The basketball team, of course, we talked about them playing last night. They play on the road for the men tomorrow. The women are on the road as they both go to Fort Hays this Saturday for another ex-rivalry game, getting back with the LC Hayes and the MIAA wrestling. Oh, it's the big UNO Open this weekend. Hastings and UNK ahead of the Kauffman Brand Open. So that's just some of what's going on with the Lopers.
Doug, you printed out the bracket here, and I just picked the South Central Regional because I think people recognize Northwest Missouri State, a 7 seed, in with a 15-14 record. Abilene Christian, 5 losses. Truman, 7 losses. Emporia State, 9 losses. West Texas A&M, 8 losses. St. Mary's, 15-17.
Well, and I'm all for the regionalization, but there's smart regionalization. I mean, UNK could go south. I mean, the RMAC, the MIAA, they can go south, east. They don't have to go north up there, Grand Valley State and that along the northern border. I mean, mix it up. Even the folks at the NSAA have it somewhat figured out that, yeah, once in a while we are going to put Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS in the same
every
district.
Every year it can't happen.
And it isn't going to happen every year, and that's exactly right. Show flexibility. I'm going to say it right now. We'll be on the committee. It's not that hard.
Yeah, you're worried about the travel, obviously, the budgets. Yeah, you're just shifting. Instead of them going 8 hours one direction, they're going 8 hours another direction.
It's just grown adults with plaques hanging on their wall, with certificates and stamps hanging on their wall, can't figure this out, really. We can on the Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance and by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. Back with more on our Husker Lunch as we are live at the Midtown Event Center. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be joining us in a little bit, so stay with us.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies remain cloudy across the area today, we'll still see some scattered rain and snow shower activity early on as temperatures head up near 40 for a high north wind stay at about 10 to 20. Lows reach 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night. That airplane from the night sky like shooting stars. So I can really use a wish right now.
ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Midtown Event Center for our weekly Husker Lunch. Again, that's located just south of the Chicken Coop here in Kearney. And the Midtown Event Center specializes in wedding receptions, large or small. They can hold up to 350 guests. And if you're not very big, they can probably hold more. You know, if it's a lot of kids, you know, probably 400.
If it's a big daddy wedding, maybe $325. I don't know, but $350, folks. And don't forget, it's that time of the year to book your holiday parties, family reunions. When you put those together, any kind of get-together, they can take care of you here at the Midtown Event Center. Stop by and check us out for the Husker Lunch today, or you can always go to the website, MidtownEventCenter.com, MidtownEventCenter.com, hosting us here today for our Husker Lunch. Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be joining us. We'll chat with him at the end of the program, and then he'll be talking Husker football with all the folks here enjoying their lunch catered in from the chicken coop, pulled pork, and all the trimmings go along with it here today. Just $6. So you're going to eat lunch. Why not have some Husker football and bring your friends? We want to see you today at the Midtown Event Center. Don't forget that at the Chicken Coop, every Wednesday night is Burger Night in Kearney and Grand Island, and the Chicken Coop has their big Burger Night, not just something that they throw in to get you in there and then go, really? No, it's the same burger that you can get on their menu 7 days a week with fries. You want the cheeseburger, you want the mushroom burger, you want the Totally Jack burger, you want the bacon burger. It's there from 5 to 10. It's a Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. While you sit back and enjoy all that great college basketball that's now underway, talk a little Huskers, watch the Husker football game this Saturday night. They've got the NFL package, the college package, the NBA, whatever game is on. If you want to watch it, they'll get it on for you if it's not already on. At the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week with lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and, of course, they're catering today's Husker Lunch here at the Midtown Event Center. Colin and the entire gang there do such a great job. Had lunch there yesterday, was not disappointed. Lunch special, you know, every once in a while they'll throw a little mashed taters on there, and yip, 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 yip. I'll throw that out at you. How about that? Yip, yip, yip. What do you think about that?
Douglas, our friend Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal-Star.
Yeah.
Did you happen to hear who he came out in the paper today and said Nebraska's first opponent in volleyball will be in the Big Ten?
Let me guess, Penn State.
You guessed it right.
I missed that.
That's what he's saying. That's what they're looking for. It wouldn't be that bonded rematch with Indiana from 2001 that everybody was anticipating.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that. So Penn State, yeah.
Well, but again, and I guess we haven't delved too far into that, but I'm guessing, again, it's a home and home. You're going to play everybody
twice
right. Anyway, so I don't see any problem with that. You want to start it off with a bang. It'll probably be televised on College U or maybe ESPN The Deuce, and we'll see what's going on. And why not? I think they'll be okay next year.
Yeah, I think they're going to be all right for several years to come. But also, this is a time of year where the axes get dropped when football season's in and people haven't succeeded. Scott Downing, the former Husker assistant at Northern Colorado, the axe fell. He is gone. The 9-47, not going to cut it, and Northern Colorado will go to a different direction without him at the helm.
Well, we are waiting to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN. Even though we're on location, we can still take your phone calls and more. Folks, keep getting us in those Ron White, you can't fix stupid emails to the Dead Popper inbox. Tomorrow, we're giving away front row tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. While we're at Midway, we're going to be giving away front row tickets to the Ron White concert. Ron White will join us at the concert Friday night. Today, we're giving away 3 pair of tickets to the Ron White concert. Our final sets of tickets go out today at the Husker Lunch here at the Midtown Event Center, just south across the parking lot here from the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Come out and join us for the pulled pork sandwich. It's always brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition, where their fall kickoff special has 30% off all protein powders. And, Daddy, we tried Jeff's here today from Complete Nutrition. We tried a little bit of that drink beforehand. You know, here's the deal. I'm going to be honest. Let's face it. Jeff says you got to work out, people. That's the one thing. They can help you, though, not make that workout in vain. Sometimes you're sitting there, you're doing all those sit-ups, you're doing all those push-ups, you're walking around, you're just going, I'm still tired, I don't look like I want to. They're going to put the pep back in your step so that you can work out and not feel drained for the rest of the day or when you're going to bed if it's an evening workout. They're going to get you going with the V-Core, the highest protein and amino acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recover. Maintains and hardened muscles. Perfect for the ladies because it's only 120 calories a serving, 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of protein. You want to take it to the next level? How about Titan? Premium protein blend for maximum performance. It will make your workout complete by maximizing your muscle repair and recovery. 265 calories, 45 grams of protein per scoop. That's 5 times the protein for max performance. And if you want to go all the way, it's Goliath. For those wanting to build more muscle mass, 690 calories, 45 grams of protein. And if you're not sure which one's going to work best for you, Jeff and the gang and all of their trained professionals at Complete Nutrition on Top of the Hill in Kearney are going to let you know. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sunmart, online, CompleteNutrition.com. Give them a call at any time, 308-338-1FIT. 338-1FIT, online, CompleteNutrition.com. Opening soon, a new store in Grand Island. And, Daddy, you know what the good thing is? The stuff anymore isn't bad. It's like, remember when you were a kid and to feel better, you had to do mom or dad and fish you something?
They've got the cough syrup tasting better. They've got the energy drinks tasting better. I went berserk earlier. I actually went berserk and took some berserk, the ultimate pre-workout matrix. I've got it in my hand right now. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's a pick-me-up before you work out. You know when Dumb and Dumber, when he's pumping his arms when they're driving down the road, feels like you're running at an incredible rate? Oh, that's what I feel like right now. And I'm just sitting here. I'll be honest with you.
There you go. Folks, love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Let's take a look at what else is going
before
on in the world of sports.
Maybe you're driving into town for Gateway. Maybe you're just in town for today. Never been to a Husker lunch? We'd love to have you.
Yeah,
Midtown Event Center.
It's free. You're just paying for the lunch, which you're going to eat anyway. It's only $6 for the pulled pork. So come by and join us here at the Midtown Event Center. You're all welcome. Spacious, as we said, for weddings. It holds 350. We've been getting a good crowd every week. Steve Sipple is here. He wants to see you. Always loves talking to the Husker fans. Our food catered in, as we said, by the Chicken Coop. We're located just across the street on the south side of the Chicken Coop. Well, new coach Kevin Chaney, not off to a great start, wins and loss-wise with the UNK women, but this morning announcing that bringing in a recruit from California. Does that ever happen? A California player playing basketball for the Lopers?
I would think that would be very uncommon.
Baylor, did they get hosed last night? I ask you.
Yes, the call's got to, the clock had to stop with 6.8
no,
or 6.4.
No. I mean the whole point. I mean, Brittany Griner being called for an offensive foul that late in the ball game. The officials don't know how to handle Brittany Griner. I saw that from the game I watched last night because I went to the Storm hockey game, so I didn't get to see the very end. I think they were up. Baylor was up 6. There was about 8 minutes to go when I left and couldn't see the end. And you know, the officiating already, and this is women's basketball that we're talking about, but we all know. I mean, that girl from Connecticut has got her arm in Brittany Griner's back and is leaning on her, and then just like every 2 seconds, just shoves her. No call. Down to the post. Griner turns, shoots, leans into her. Then there's the foul. There was no foul when she shot the ball. It was the 10 seconds before while she's trying to shove her into the bench. And then, I don't disagree. The shot clock thing, no. You can't. It was like they broke it down on SportsCenter this morning. 0.4 of a second, maybe. You know, if Baylor wanted the clock to stop, then they shouldn't have called the timeout. That was a stupid timeout call by Kim Mulkey. If you got two timeouts, you call it. You got one, you can't call that.
I agree with you there. But you know what? I don't mind it. You know what? You're at Connecticut. They've won that many games in a row. You're going to get a little home cooking. You got to find a way to, if you're going to win that ball game, to make an extra play or two. And they didn't do that. But you know what? Those two teams, I have a feeling, will meet again somewhere down the road.
Well, you would think that the next time, if they continue to play up to their potential, would be the national championship game. And as they said last night as well, it's nice to see that. You don't see that in men's basketball. It is a very, very rare opportunity to see two of the top teams meet. Now, you may see 2 versus 8 or 9 versus 20. Butler got upset yesterday. Virginia Tech played at Kansas State. They were both top 25 teams. I think that's a cool thing that ESPN is doing with their 24 hours of basketball to kind of get everything going out there because, let's face it, everybody is still in football mode, especially in this state, and getting back to football. Nebraska has picked up another oral commitment. Again, you don't know. The kid commits to Indiana, and then he decommits to come to Nebraska. Again,
he was
out of
hand at the
last game. And in the past, who wants a kid that wanted to go to Indiana anyway? But he's coming to Nebraska. He'll play when they go to the Big Ten. He's a 6'5", 215-pound defensive end, so that means he's got a great frame on him. Out of Orville, Ohio, his name is Max Perkman, and he's looking forward to being a Husker.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's always the star that catches your attention. Obviously, his speed or having a knack to get to the football and having a nose for the football, if you will, is one of the things that caught their eye. That they've done all right with the recruits they brought in, so why would we question anybody at this point?
Oh, no. It's just right. It's different is what I'm pointing out here. This is different
again, you'd like to take it from Florida, Texas, and USC instead of Indiana.
Husker fans that have been fans during the whole sellout streak or for 40 years or for 50 years, they are getting used, I think, even to the changes. There have been a lot of changes, and this is just another one. The postseason all-conference awards came out yesterday, and UNK didn't really get slighted. Now, they didn't have the offensive or the defensive player of the year or any of the special awards, and when Mines won that game on Saturday, that probably took some of those away. Of course, they had the offensive player of the year in Garcia, who averages like 400 yards a game through the air. So,
and you know, and in fairness, Rustin Dring was hurt.
We know Rustin Dring is the best player in the RMAC, but he was hurt and didn't have the numbers to back it up this year. And hopefully, he stays healthy next year. But Kyle Kaiser, Orion Matthews, Rustin Dring, Adam Drudik, Mason Brodeen, Josh Rohde, and Sam Cook, all RMAC first team. All of them, and none of them are on the special teams. So you got 22 kids. Lopers had 7 of them. That's a pretty good showing. Overall, 15 made the – they have 3, first team, second team, third team. So second team went to Ethan Kuhlman, Arthur Hobbs. Third team, the Jay Croft, Brendan Leese, Corey Morton, Alex Vicarich, Jake Spitzelberger, and Justin Teal. So there you go. And also 3 members of Hastings College make the first team GPAC. They are Tom Van Hott, offensive lineman. On the defense, defensive lineman Jake Mueller and linebacker Brian Callum. A couple of other things to tell you about. Jerry Wachowiak of UNK named the National Division II Volleyball Player of the Week as they get ready to take on number 7 Minnesota Duluth in the first round of the tournament, as we talked about with Coach Squires.
That was nice to pick somebody from that region.
5th-ranked Nebraska volleyball team hosting Oklahoma tonight. The game is on Nebraska Educational Television. It's also on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, your home for Husker sports in the Tri-Cities. And the Nebraska women's basketball team, home tonight against Miami of Florida. You know, I think if I was in Lincoln, I'd go to that tonight. Volleyball, basketball. This is going to be one of the good home women's basketball games. And after they blew out Vermont, we'll find out more about how good this year's Huskers women's basketball team is. That goes at 7:05. And, Tony, what are we going to do with our storm, buddy? What are we going to do with our storm? I know it's early. I was on the radio last night a couple of times with Skip Berry, the voice of the storm. And they're 4-4-4. Okay, you lose 8-0. Some people say, well, man, it's better than losing 1-0 in a shootout. Well, whatever it is, they didn't play well last night. And over a 60-game season, you're going to have that. But the key time is coming up when we had Coach Shenick on the show yesterday. They had this home game, 2 on the road, and then they come home for 6. You want to grab some momentum heading into Christmas, into that first half break. As I said last night, last year I think was only the second time in 10 years that the Storm had ever got off to a good start. They always get off to a mediocre or even lousy start.
Well, that's because the schedule's been so against them the last few years, too. They've had so many away games to start things off. I think probably, on the other hand, maybe you got to give Lincoln some credit and say they've won, that was their 5th in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
So they're red hot right now. They're the team with momentum. Hopefully you can go out and get a couple wins before you head home and establish some momentum, like you said, on your own.
Yeah,
I think you just ran into a buzzsaw last night.
Yeah, my point is, get some wins here, settle down. Everything's going to be okay and be that second-half team that they always are. They're bringing in a lot of veterans, trying to get things. And when you're down 3-0 in a hockey game, let's face it, once it gets to 4-0, you go,
yeah.
And then it just snowballs, and you can kind of tell that. And the goalie last night for Lincoln, who shut out the Storm the last 2 games, he made some tremendous stops. It looked for a couple of times that the Storm had 4-on-1 in the net, and he's just somehow nobody finds the puck, and it's in his glove. And just an outstanding job there. But Friday and Saturday's game at Waterloo and Sioux Falls can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at Burger King, where the Xbox 360 Kinect has arrived. They're giving away a complete game system every 15 minutes all month long. You can't win if you don't play, so stop by the 2 locations in Kearney or Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, or North Platte. Folks are starting to roll in for our Husker lunch here today. We're at the Midtown Event Center. Hope to see you here. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star on hand. The Chicken Coop is catering another great meal here today. It's only $6 for the meal. And come on in, talk to Sip, and be part of the Doug and Daddy Show. We're giving away some Ron White tickets today and a whole lot more. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
For the past year, men all over the country have been seeing results with the Charger Pack. That's why Complete Nutrition is excited to announce that during the entire month of November, the Charger Pack is 25% off. Formulated for men over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a leaner, meaner core, a naturally increased sex drive, and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. So if you're a man over 30 looking to build lean muscle and replenish your energy levels, there's never been a better time to try the Charger Pack. This offer is only available for the month of November, so get to Complete Nutrition and get your 25% off Charger Pack today.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
Thursday night, it's an interconference matchup in Miami between two teams trying to hang tough in the playoff chase as the Bears meet the Dolphins. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green, Laura Oakman, and me from the Subway broadcast booth at Sun Life Stadium. Can Chicago or Miami finally get it together before it's too late? Tune in to find out. Bears and Dolphins, if it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yes, guys, remain cloudy across the area today. We'll still see some scattered rain and snow shower activity early on as temperatures head up near 40 for a high north wind stay at about 10 to 20. Lows reach 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
You got to take a right one block. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program as we are live at the Midtown Event Center. Stop by and see them as they are just south here of the Chicken Coop. The Coop is catering today's meal. Midtown Event Center specializing in wedding receptions, large or small. They can hold up to 350 guests. Got the dance floor, got all kinds of great things here for you. Plus, how about booking your holiday party, a family reunion, whatever you need. Come in and check it out today during our Husker lunch. You can go online as well anytime, MidtownEventCenter.com. Hey, we welcome everyone into town for Gateway Farm Expo over the next couple of nights, and I hope you enjoy your stay. And while you're in town, don't forget to drop by Cunningham's, whether you're a sports fan or a farm fan or whatever it is. I think everybody's an ag fan, I would hope, in this part of the country. But whether you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports and have some drinks or just to keep on what's going on with the Huskers, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's plays all of your favorite NFL and college games. Plus, now that we're into basketball, they'll show you major college basketball and the NBA on one of their 20 screens, including their humongous 10-foot projection screen. Other sports bars eliminate the specials during Husker games. You don't have to worry about that when you come in to watch the game on Saturday night. You can catch the Huskers every week. So when you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in Central Nebraska, join the gang at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. We're back there next Wednesday for our Husker lunch, getting you ready for Thanksgiving and into the Colorado game.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, and more importantly, I'm looking forward to Nebraska clinching the North, and hopefully it won't have to be that Colorado game. And the players are saying all the right things. We're going to take care of business this Saturday, but it could be a tough place to play. The road, College Station, that atmosphere, 30,000 students back. It's going to be crazy.
I'm interested to see how Husker Nation travels to this one. I think it's going to be a lot of Texans for Nebraska. And, I mean, you get a good crew there when it's in Texas that they come to Texas games, whether it's Tech or A&M or Baylor or of course, the University of Texas. Because with the championship game 2 weeks away back in Dallas, I wonder how many people can go to both.
Yeah, you know, that's something. Yeah, I don't know. But I think a lot of us, the ones that go every week, And this year they made an exception to go to all the games and to see all the stadiums. And College Station seems to be that one stadium that a lot of fans haven't found time to make it to, Doug. And I think that's the one they're going to check off their list if they are that big Husker fan that say, yeah, I've been to all those Big 12 places.
I know some people that are going to the ball game this week. I know some that are driving. That's kind of insane. But, hey, hope you got a couple of days because that's a long old trek down there to College Station. And there you go. So, hey, Frank Solich of the boys won last night. Almost Temple made a kind of a run there on a couple of onside kicks at the end of the ball game, but able to get the job done there. So best of all that's going on. And, of course, tomorrow and Friday we're at Midway. There are two different locations, tomorrow and Friday from 11 to 1. And Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine going to join us tomorrow. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, still our Thursday edition with him. Ron White, who's going to be in town on Friday, he is going to join us on the program coming up tomorrow as well. Friday, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to break down all of the state championship games. And that's what's coming up with more guests as the week progresses. And, again, congratulations to Carl Tesmer and the gang there at Hastings St. Cecilia. They have advanced on to the state championship game. Here's the lineup as we're getting ready to talk to Steve Sipple here in just a moment. It all starts on Monday. Daddy and I will have the Class D2 final as Sargent takes on Howells. Early thoughts, Tony? And, again, everybody wants to know, can somebody give Howells a game? Everybody kind of thought Giltner would last year. They gave him a better game in the semis. I think Sargent, fully healthy, can give him a game. I don't think very many people are going to favor Sargent, though. It's still Howells.
It's still Howells. We got a chance to see Sargent. If Howells is better than Sargent, I'd say give him two trophies this year because Sargent's got a heck of a football team if Jed Fenske can go, especially.
I think he can. I think they held him out kind of a Taylor Martinez almost deal. They didn't need him, and no disrespect to Mullen, but they got through that game. They scored on the first play of the game, by the way. Ty Koshel getting it in. So that's D2. That's at 10:15 next week, 2:45 next Monday. It's going to be Creighton taking on West Point Central Catholic. I think you got a defensive team against an offensive team. Defense usually wins, but, boy, West Point CC must be pretty good if they took care of Bancroft.
Yeah, you know, and Creighton was slowing down to Overton's offense, almost non-existent in the first half, really, before the last drive, right before half. We'll see how that one breaks down, but I think the defense, like you said, certainly usually wins out those battles.
Then on Monday night, Millard North, Millard South at 7:15. Next Tuesday, the C2 game is at 10:15 with Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Archbishop Bergen. C1 at 2:45 on Tuesday, Pearson, Norfolk Catholic. They met earlier this year. That's the only loss, and Norfolk Catholic beat Pearce. And then the final game next Tuesday night at 7:15, Elkhorn taking on Crete. And, you know, all of a sudden, I think Elkhorn has to feel pretty good if Crete only beat a banged-up Aurora team by three. But I guess you just never know. Sometimes it's a very tough and emotional when you're trying to knock off the defending champ, and in this case, the two-time defending champ. Well, the champ of the Lincoln Journal-Star Sports World is Steve Sipple. He is here at our Husker Lunch on this Wednesday, again with the Midtown Event Center, catered by the Chicken Coop, just $6 for lunch. Come on in. The Sip's going to be speaking to the masses here in just a little bit. I see more folks driving around looking for places to park. Well, the Chicken Coop parking lot wide open. Daddy, would you go move some of those cop cars, get them out of the way?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But, we're just south of the Chicken Coop here. If you're walking into the Chicken Coop, you turn, you look south, or that would be behind the Chicken Coop for those of you that don't know your north and south. And that's where we're at over here at the Midtown Event Center. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Sip, what's up, bud?
Hey, Doug, how are you? Daddy, guys, thanks for the direction.
Hey, no problem.
I might have had a little trouble.
No problem. It's good to be at the Midtown Event Center, though.
It is. I would have had a little trouble. It is nice. Nice place. I'm looking forward to a sandwich.
Sip, let's get into it here. We got a new recruit overnight.
We did?
Well, this I read it on your website, Bob. Some kid that decommitted from Indiana.
Oh, yeah. That was actually yesterday.
Well.
Yeah. I don't know too much about him. A defensive end who decommitted from Indiana. He's about he's tall, 6'5", 215.
Yeah, we talked about this. If fans shouldn't anymore be concerned. In the old days, if you went, really, Indiana? Why would we want a kid that's going to Indiana? But that's, I think we're past that with Bo Pelini and this coaching staff, that it doesn't really matter where they get these kids because they're good, and B, they're going to coach them up, and it doesn't really matter. This kid looks like he's got a good frame, and he's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, I've never gone by that anyway. And, you know, it's interesting because he was firmly committed to Indiana. Now, Indiana gave up 83 to Wisconsin on Saturday.
He probably could have played there before he will at Nebraska. I'm guessing.
And he, and I don't know if his decision had anything to do with the fact that Phil Lynch may be in trouble at Indiana. You never know. He came to Nebraska. He came to the game, the Kansas game, and like so many recruits, really fell in love with the place right away. The atmosphere bowled him over. Now, you know, see, the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Bo thought it was quiet. The kid was bowled over. You know, it depends what you're looking for. It depends where you're coming from. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. And they got 17 guys in that class now. And the star power in the class is such that you could probably take some risks on some guys that aren't necessarily highly touted. You have 9 4-star guys in that class right now. And I do trust the coaches to find guys like that might not be so touted by the service. So, you know, I like his size. I like the kid's size. He looks like a little bit of a project, but it's not like you need kids right now to come in and go right away. The program's pretty solid.
Sip, I'm guessing the number one question people have here today is, how healthy is Taylor Martinez? And then the other question is, will Cody Green be available? Is Zach Lee available? Who's the next quarterback that goes in should the ankle get banged around again?
Well, it sounds like Taylor's pretty good. I mean, not great. I don't think he'll be 100% in the regular season. But I think he's fine. Not, you know, again, he'll struggle a little bit with that thing. I think the thing that most people don't look at as much as I looked at the other night was I thought he had trouble setting in the pocket a little bit. And then pushing off when he threw the ball.
I thought pushing off just the initial burst just wasn't there.
Right. Oh, yeah, it wasn't there. He definitely wasn't 100%. After him, I'm sure it would be Cody right now. I'm positive of that. He would have been number two the other night. Zach number three. But Zach's going to be limited a little bit throwing the ball. And then Kellogg number four. So Kellogg moved up. Ron Kellogg the third. Well, his dad was a beautiful basketball player. I was a huge fan of his dad. So he's moved up to number four. So there's your pecking order. Cody's fine. I mean, I think if something happened to Taylor, they'd be very confident going to Cody.
Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for Texas A&M. All right, everybody else is talking about it. We addressed it yesterday and today. I think it's totally overblown. Bo made an offhanded comment about the fans. You were there yesterday. You asked him about it. It was followed up. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Bo did some, I can't even remember the instance that he snapped. It wasn't in the press conference, but it was after practice. I can't remember what the deal was. But this, I thought, was handled fairly well for Bo. He said, you know what, guys, let's talk football here. You're covering the story. Was, I think, way too much.
I totally agree with you, Doug. It's just kind of silliness in a way. And I don't quite understand it. Now, you can look at it another way, too, that Bo, in a sense, was biting the hand that feeds him, biting the hand that feeds the athletic department. But you can't just because of that, you can't just avoid all criticism. I mean, even a fan base isn't perfect.
And I love in one of the stories, I think Eric in the AP, you know, it was somebody that has been a season ticket holder since the consecutive sellout streak started. I would bet a lot of money that this guy who was complaining probably wasn't making a lot of noise in the West Stadium.
Right.
As cold as it was and as boring as the game.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people agree with Bo. I mean, I can't tell in that antiseptic press box what's going on out there half the time. But
you need to come sit by us so you know.
But I know this. When I was walking over to the game, I thought it was dead, big time dead. In fact, it really struck me. So I guess it follows that the crowd was kind of dead during the game. But as far as Bo goes, I really like the fact he's honest. He doesn't. I mean, he's not ever going to be a U.S. diplomat. I mean, he's got his diplomacy skills need some work, but he won't work on them because he doesn't care. And I can tell you, he's painfully honest about things. He doesn't care what people think. It's just not in his makeup to care that much. It's not a bad quality, I don't think.
No.
Now, people will criticize him and act like they're all aghast. How dare you criticize the fan base? All he was saying is for a game they weren't very loud. You know, really, what's the big deal?
Okay, so Texas A&M.
Sorry.
We address.
I was all over the map.
No, that's all right. We address, you know, the A&M situation, 7 o'clock game, College Station.
Yeah, that's a situation.
That is a situation. It's not the situation on Jersey Shore. I mean, it's a real situation.
He's a situation.
The situation, I'll be honest with you.
That whole thing just hit. Go ahead.
Ryan Tannehill kind of takes over at quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
120 years, sets a school record
right, for
passing in one game.
Right.
Does that feed right into Nebraska's what is best defensive backs? Whereas if they had Jaworski Lane turn the hand and get 6 or 8 yards of carry.
They're very balanced, Daddy. That's what makes it tough. They still do have a good running game. They're 50-50. And you look at their plays. They've thrown it 420 times and run it 413. Okay? And Cyrus Gray has gone for 100 yards four straight games. The key, Carl Pliny said, is this is an offense that, let's put it this way, Carl says a lot of times you go into the game saying, we have to stop the run first. That's the mentality. He says in this game, they're so 50-50 that it's kind of hard. So that's what they're bracing for is that attack. And they can run it. And Tannehill can run it a little bit. But Cyrus Gray is the guy to really watch, both running and catching. And then Fuller is a big – think about Maurice Purify. That's what kind of you're looking at with Fuller. Big body, big hands, go up in traffic, catch it. And then they got another guy, Ryan Swope, who's a pretty good complement to him. So, and then they're really playing good defense with Tim DeRuiter. They're stopping the run, and they're really strong up front. Their defensive line's good. And Von Miller's really good.
All right, buddy. Steve Sipple.
Is it almost go time here?
It's almost go
time.
Right
here?
There's a few people here. There's a few people at Midtown Event Center.
Well, it's good to see you guys. God, it's always good to see you. You guys got a good show, too. I like listening coming in.
We'll give away.
Hey, now hold on a second. You got Ron White coming on?
Yeah, Ron White. What do you think, Bo?
I'm getting phased out of this. I can see it happening. Who next?
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, here at Midtown Event Center. Still time to slide in, talk to Sip, have your questions answered, and enjoy a great lunch catered in today by the Chicken Coop. Danny, anything else before we get ready to give away some Chicken Coop certificates, some Ron White tickets tomorrow? Again, don't forget, by this time tomorrow, we will give away our Ron White tickets. You got less, well, you're going to say 23 hours to get your emails in. You can't fix stupid. What's something in sports that you'd like to fix that is stupid?
Front row steps.
Front row.
That'd get better than that. Probably a little scotch on
you. Guys, that's going to be fun.
Some ashes from that cigar, probably right on your lap.
You guys run this town. That's pretty much what I would determine.
Well, we haven't been this close to the cop shop in a long time. And we want to keep it that way. Merritt, let's roll it out of here. Finish things up. Sip getting ready to talk here to the masses that are at the Midtown Event Center. Folks, stop by and join us next week. We're back in Cunningham's today, though. Great facility here. They'll take care of your weddings. They'll take care of your holiday parties. They'll take care of your family reunion. Come and see them today. And, Daddy, anything else as the close player?
No, I tell you what, I'm just excited. Homer Jacobs, 12 Man Magazine, going to join us tomorrow, too. Talk more Nebraska A&M. Always appreciate your emails rolling in. Appreciate your phone calls, too, on the Bruce Furniture fan line. Well, we love them all.
Yeah, get your emails in for fantasy football, too. Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com. Join us tomorrow. Ron White will be joining us, and we will be live the next few days at Midway at their two different locations. Ask for the down special, and they will take care of your vehicle at the Midway Chrysler Jeep and also at our friends at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. I want to thank Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, and all the folks listening today. We're at the Midtown Event Center for our Husker Lunch. And, Daddy, we'll see you tomorrow.
And we'll see you in 22 hours and 50 minutes. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.